Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After a recent shooting in Boston's Mission Hill neighborhood that killed one man and injured two others, residents there are looking for answers. More than 100 people turned out at the Tobin Community Center last night to hear from police and to offer some of their own potential solutions. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
After last week's shooting, Boston's police commissioner called on the public to step forward and help. But for one man at the Tobin Mission Hill Community Center, there needs to be more clarity from police as to what the public can do. Police Captain Terry Thomas says any information can help.
Maybe you might have some contact. Maybe it might be your nephew, one of your children that might be involved in this. And that's why they're saying when anyone that has any information, and it might not have to be exact and pinpoint, but if you can kind of direct us in the right direction, you know what I mean, as far as this is what happened the other night.
The shooting happened outside after a basketball game between two charter schools at the community center in Mission Hill. Captain Thomas says the shooting was likely the result of a gang rivalry. And he says since the end of summer, there have been 17 aggravated assaults involving firearms in the area, five of them gang-related. But for 21-year-old Jerry Pyram, talk of gang violence takes focus away from the realities many youth face.
As a 14-year-old kid, how do you protect yourself? Go find the next available gun, have it on you so you know you're protected. Now you can either get stopped by the police, arrested, put in jail because you were scared of your life and trying to protect it, or you can have an altercation with somebody else.
Pyram and others at last night's meeting expressed frustration with police that there's no beat cop walking the neighborhood, that officers didn't somehow intervene to prevent last week's shooting. But community activist Terrence Williams says the police aren't the ones at fault.
I don't blame the police, because the police is not the problem. It's the people who live in those communities that are harboring the folks who are doing the problem.
And now Williams is calling on his neighbors to help change the no-snitching mentality.
Are you here to help us save their life? Because I am a snitch, and I will tell on somebody who's doing the shooting.
Williams says he's working with officials from the mayor's office and the sheriff's department to reach out to the neighborhoods and find solutions to the violence. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.